Well, this morning we have Deanne Schreiner in with us. This morning she is the Director of Food Services with the Atlantic School District. And this morning we want to talk about the Mobile Food Pantry, which is a program that you've been involved in for about a year now.
About a year and a half, yep.
Really? How's that going?
It's quite amazing. It's amazing to see the community come together, the students come together, just to help unload the trucks, put the food out. I mean, it's amazing if you actually saw how much food they give away.
Is this specifically a school project?
No. Nope, it's a community project.
And you still get all these students involved.
Mm-hmm.
How do you
just
do that?
I beg a lot. No, I actually put a call out for help, and everyone just comes, and I have football teams, volleyball teams, track teams, and just students that say, I would love to help. So,
excuse me if I'm shocked, because it's summer.
Yeah.
And we remember what it was like when it was summer. The last thing we wanted, the last place we wanted to be in the summer was back at school again, or anything to do with it.
Exactly. But I think they see the people that come to this, to the food giveaway. It's just, you see a lot of elderly at this group, which is really nice to give back to them. And we know that they're struggling as well. And it's nice, besides giving to our students, we give to the community and to the elderly.
Right. Well, and programs like this open up the students to so many other things, too. Because, you know, we talk sometimes that school districts can kind of become closed societies to a certain extent, you know, where a lot of is expected of the community to the school. But this is the school giving something back to the community. And the kids get to see other things that they can accomplish, not just, you know, in the band room or on the ball fields and things. This is something they can accomplish that really does make a difference.
It's true, and it does make a big difference. It makes a big difference.
So what, today is your first mobile food pantry for the summer?
Mm-hmm, it is.
How's that work?
Good. The truck comes at 3:30, and so then the volunteers come at 3:30, and we just help unload the whole semi. We usually get about 15,000 pounds, so it's a lot of food, a lot of produce, a lot of canned goods, frozen goods. I mean, it's just a lot of food.
Wow. Where's the food come from?
Comes from Food Bank of the Heartland over in Omaha.
Okay.
And so they deliver for about an hour, and then we unpack it all and put it on the tables, and we open to the public from 4:30 to 6:30.
Huh. So 15,000 pounds of food,
mm-hmm.
and they get it all unpacked, unloaded, set out, and ready to go in an hour?
In an hour, yep.
No way.
Yeah, usually actually about 45 minutes. We've gotten really good at it.
Really?
We have a system down. And
that's pretty amazing by itself.
Yeah, so.
So the students are largely muscle. They're helping to load and unload, or are they helping to distribute then too?
Pretty much all of the above.
Oh, really? Yep, how many students will help in this effort?
Last, we had another pantry 3 months ago, and so I think probably we had 45 kids, ranging from junior high all the way up to, well, actually, we even had some kids smaller.
Really?
So, yeah.
Is it different at all during the summer as it is during the school year?
No, it's about the same.
Okay. You get about as many kids to participate, and that's not much different?
Yeah.
Okay.
We really see it a lot, really, with the elderly, especially, because they need help pushing the carts, and they usually get two or three boxes of food. And so they need help just going through the line and taking it to their cars. And
absolutely.
So it's a great program.
As for the folks who will come and patronize the mobile food pantry, are there guidelines there?
They ask you to fill out a paperwork based on guidelines, but no one's turned away.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we do have to fill out a form, but it's not monitored.
Do you work in conjunction with the Atlantic Food Pantry then? Is this a joint project or is this something completely different?
Yep, something completely different.
So it's helping their effort is what it's doing.
Absolutely.
Because they're doing their thing all year long too. And
yep.
So we can always work in concert with each other that way. Very good. Okay. How many people will come through there?
3 months ago we served, I think there was 1,100 and some members of families. So I think it was 344 families and over about 1,100 people.
That's an eye-opener by itself.
Yeah. And it's a different clientele that I see, you know, during the normal school year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting.
You know, one of the things I've learned in my few years on this earth is that we tend to think that the world is the way we view it through our eyes. We may hang out with certain people. We may do certain things. And we just kind of assume that that's the way everybody lives. It's not the case.
No, not at all.
And you learn that through projects like this.
And that's why I feel so good about doing it, just helping others.
What do you hear the kids talk a little bit sometimes too, especially first timers when they help with this? Are they shocked at some point that there are this many people that really need the help?
Yeah, there's a couple of girls that come. They've been coming every time, and they love it.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on just seeing the, I mean, we have an elderly lady who she comes in and she just cries. She's so thankful, and so then that just makes themselves feel good and that they're giving back.
Sure. Now, is there a cost at all to this? There's no cost for the folks that come to get assistance,
right?
Correct.
Yep, they get the food for free.
Okay.
But however, we have it's Farm Services Credit out of Harlan. They actually have been helping me out a lot. So I apply for a grant every year, and so I use that money every time. And it costs me about $500 each time.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all that done for $500.
Yep.
Wow. So, looking at from that point, like the taxpayers, the money that the taxpayers provide to the school district to operate schools is not going toward this project.
Nope. No,
it's all
money.
Volunteer help.
Yep. Volunteer help, and, volunteer money.
And the food is paid for through a grant, so it's just an all-around good project.
It really is.
Very good. How long does it take you to do the distribution?
About an hour and a half.
Run through 15,000 pounds of food in an hour and a half.
Yep.
Wow. And you're getting a little of everything, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we start with frozen products first, then we get fresh produce and bakery products and cakes and a lot of canned goods. And we see a lot of dried fruits, which is nice, dried cherries and blueberries and... So yeah, a little bit of everything.
Now, are there meats then too? Mm-hmm. Is that part of the frozen food portion? Really?
Yep.
Very
usually,
good.
Yeah, usually frozen chicken and frozen vegetables, potatoes, potatoes. And
of course, if you're pulling it off the truck and moving it immediately, it's a little easier. I know some food pantries struggle with that because perishables can be very difficult to deal with when you're only doing distributions once in a while and you may have to hang on to them for a long period of time.
Right.
So those can be tough.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's moving pretty fast through the system there. Well, that's pretty amazing. The students who do this, do they get credit of any kind for this? Because I know there's some projects within the school system now that, you know, encouraging kids to be volunteers.
Right. And high school has this what's called the Silver Cord program, and they can get credit, but I think I've only had probably two kids turn them in, so they're really not interested in it for that purpose. They're just interested in giving back.
They just want to do it because.
Yep.
Wow, that's quite a little civic project there that way too then, because the kids are learning what it's like to grow up and live in small communities. You know, we talk about it a lot. And if you live in a large city, you can largely get lost. You can go to work, then go home, and just kind of fade in and not do anything else. But in a small community, the only way they work is if a lot of people step up and help out, volunteer, and look out for each other. It's quite a lesson.
It really
is. In itself. They should be getting credit for this, huh?
Yeah. I think just seeing the smiles on their faces, I think that's credit enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's really nice.
Sure. Okay. So for folks in the public who may need to take advantage of the mobile food pantry, what do they need to do then here? What will happen this afternoon then? You said 3:30 or so, the truck will show up. About 4:30, they'll start
with
distribution.
Yep. Distribution starts at 4:30 to 6:30. And make sure you bring boxes or laundry baskets, something to carry your products in. Usually we get boxes throughout the school year, but I don't have any boxes.
Right.
So. Yep, you'll need to definitely bring something.
And we're doing this where?
At the high school.
At the high school commons. Okay, so they just need to park in the lot there and come on in, take care of business, and you'll find plenty of helpers there to make sure that you get taken care
of. Absolutely.
And
if anybody wants to volunteer, they can come on in and just show up.
Again, there's no sign up, there's no registration, there's no calling ahead, there's no nothing like that.
Correct.
Okay. If you need the assistance, feel free to stop by and take advantage of that program. And that is coming up now today, June 1st. When's the next one?
September.
Okay.
We usually try to have it the first Wednesday of the month.
Spread them out about every 3 months
or so. Yep, every 3 months.
Very good. Well, Deanne, thanks so much for doing that. And tell the kids how much we appreciate it. I don't know what kind of feedback they get from the general population for that, but that's pretty cool. That's not the easiest thing to do to get students, especially in the summertime, to donate their time like that.
Right. Yep. No, the kids are wonderful, so I appreciate every one of them and always look for new volunteers. So if anyone wants to come help.
Very good. Well, good luck this afternoon.
Thank you.